The Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow asylum seekers at the U.S.-Mexico border into the United States, but after Christmas. Earlier this week, Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep in place pandemic-era restrictions that turned away most people requesting asylum at the border. Those restrictions had been slated to expire today. Miguel Castarena is an El Paso, Texas resident who's been bringing food and blankets to some of the thousands of migrants waiting at the border.
It's just a hard thing, you know. It's hard to see them out here. You know, they tell us to keep our pets inside, but, you know, you got humans out here sleeping outside in like 28-degree weather, so it kind of breaks our heart. It's overwhelming.
The Biden administration says ending the restrictions will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful border crossings, but it says the solution is not to extend the restrictions indefinitely. I'm Jonna Warder.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.